I know everybody was kind of looking at their watches saying, man, Justin's going to let us go a little early today. Well, we got communion today, and today's a special day. Justin asked me to perform the ceremony earlier in the week, and I kind of like, okay, God, you're stretching me again. So here we go. We're going to take a few minutes to make ourselves right with God. Paul warns the Corinthians, the people of Corinth, in 1 Corinthians 11, whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body of the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body, eats and drinks judgment upon himself. So, I'm not here to pass judgment on anyone, anybody. But I just want to take a few minutes. If there's anything in your life you want to bring before the Lord, do so, and then I'll close us in prayer after a few minutes here, and then we'll come and pick up the elements. So let's take a few minutes. Lord, as we come today to partake of the Lord's Supper, we just want to be sure we're right with you, Father. It says in your word that you know our deepest thoughts. You look down and you see our hearts today, Lord, and we have laid down sins in front of you. At the foot of the cross, Lord, we repent. Cause us to love one another as you have commanded us, Lord. Not only our brothers and sisters here, but that cranky boss or those coworkers, Father, that just rub us the wrong way. Father, we still need to love them. Help us obey you and do that, Lord. Thank you for being the cornerstone of our life, Father. Continue to shape us as we form this church, Father. This church body. Thank you for sacrificing your son that we remembered that today. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we can come pick up the elements and then go back to your seats and we'll all partake together. So there's a lot of different, when Justin asked me to do this and I was searching through the Bible and trying to figure out which form I was going to use, and I realized it's not about the form or how we do it. We just want to remember that Christ died for our sins. And so I don't want to keep you guys here all day, but I could do it a whole nother message anyway. So you know the story how Jesus told the disciples to go on the other side of town and find this dude, and he's gonna ask him if you can use his upstairs room for this party we're gonna throw. Can you imagine that? Pretty wild. So anyway, are you going to be that guy that says, oh, yeah, just come on up and have your party up in my room? I got no problem with that. Seriously? Can you imagine that today? Anyway, so we'll get on with this. On that night when they were celebrating the Lord's Supper, Jesus said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. in the same way. Also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Father, we thank you for your gift of eternal life through your Son. And we just remember this day on the first Sunday of the month, how New Life celebrates the Lord's Supper, Lord, that it's not just a, we just don't want to go through the motions, Lord. We want to make this meaningful. Father, thank you that you sent your Son to die for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.